Oh, good morning and welcome to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're following up on the opening of deer season.
Right.
John, of course, did you get yourself a deer yet?
We'll talk about that later.
We're going to talk about that later. That's in another segment. This first segment's going to be more about clones, gun clones. We talked a little bit about this last week, and I know you had questions. So.
Yeah, we did. Folks were sending questions in about clones and, you know, why are there so many clone guns out there? Well,
we'll get into that here in just a second.
Yeah, welcome to the Gunsmith Show, everybody. Glad
brought
to
you
have
by
you.
Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, this first segment.
You got it. So Diamond Jim's keeps us on the road, keeps us driving straight and narrow, and well, sometimes not so narrow, but it got me out to my blind every time I needed to in this past week, so that's
nice.
A good thing. Good tires get you through the rough weather, and wasn't terrible this week, but it was a crazy up and down weather week. So
yeah, it really is kind of funky.
And it's in, like Dan always says, need to go get your summer air exchanged for winter air
yeah.
and your tires at Diamond Jim's.
They got a truckload of it.
Yeah. And do they have a sale?
They do.
Free.
It's free. That's right.
So Diamond Jim's is right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol. And we love them. They take care of all of our needs for our vehicles, and they can take care of you too. So just give them a call at 810-743-4210 and make your appointment and get your car in there for all your needs. Now, you can always link to them right from our website, which is thegss.com. We're glad to have them as a sponsor. They are so helpful. And I go in there, and so many times they're like, oh, yeah, two more customers came in, so which is good. People listen. So now this is officially the second week of deer season.
Yep.
Okay? So today starts the second week. Last Saturday morning was quite enjoyable and beautiful morning weather. And I didn't see a single deer in the woods.
No.
So I got skunked.
Well, you saw the one that Jacob shot.
Yeah, Jacob saw three and shot one and got a nice little buck and got him at 230 yards. So quite a shot, one shot kill, and the deer disappeared right after he pulled the trigger.
No.
So just disappeared. He said it just like vanished. Well, it was walking on the edge of a creek.
Oh,
and when he shot it, it blew it off its feet and knocked it into the creek, and it was floating in the river when we found it. So we had to hook it with a hook and pull it out because it was one of those real big deep creeks out in the, you know, a 10-foot deep drainage ditch.
Oh wow!
And we had some real good help from our friend Matt, and who might be doing a show with us this next week. We're not sure. He's got a little bit of time, so he thinks he might come in. So, but we got it up and out of there, and real happy for Jake. We had it's already in a freezer, and beautiful buck though, just in beautiful condition. He just did a fabulous one shot kill on this deer. He's got his 450 Bushmaster zeroed in so perfect at 200, 250 yards and 300 yards because he has the opportunity to take those long shots, and he does the due diligence too to make sure that he can get that done. So I greatly respect him for his shoot ability, to put it bluntly. So and I miss him on the show. I wish he could spend more time with me, but he's got his life and I've got mine. And we still talk guns every time we see each other, so it's a good thing. And I get
and he comes in from time to time.
Yeah.
It's always fun when he comes in.
I get listeners asking all the time, when are you going to bring Jake back full time? You know, it's like I'd love to, but we're trying.
When are you going to get rid of the albatross?
No.
That guy always talking movies.
I think we talk movies just as much with Jake because Jake loves talking movies you know,
yeah,
he really does.
He's not fooling anybody.
But so last week we did discuss clone guns quite a bit, and I want to expand on Glock clones. That is the, to me, the Glock series of pistols. There's a lot of turmoil going on right now because they're changing to the Series V or Gen V. They've got this all kinds of stuff going on with Glock, and it's got people's eyebrows up a little bit.
Now, what was the issue again?
Well,
we talked about it last week.
What you're saying is the Glock guns, they can put this switch on a Glock gun that makes it shoot fully automatic.
Yeah.
And I guess they're easily made and they're illegal as heck, but people are doing it and turning a normal pistol into a fully automatic gun. And so they're supposed to make this Gen V or a Series V Glocks
So they can't have this hack.
Yeah, they can't have this hack, but there's already one on the internet for this gun.
Even for the new one.
Even for the new one. So, but people still love their Glocks, and they're not making them anymore. They're not making these guns anymore. They're not going to have them on the market, the older ones. But all the clones that are out there are, most of them are enhanced Glocks. And I'm going to go through this list of clones because there's a lot of them. So there's a huge segment of the handgun market is always trying to build a better mousetrap. You know what I mean? They're always trying to make that one that everybody's going to want to buy. So according to guns.com, there are 7 or 8 really standout guns that are Glock clones that are worthy of mention. So, and I get a lot of information from guns.com. It's a really good online source on a regular basis. And the newest major brand clone is actually the Ruger, the RXM. Ruger brought this gun out. It's under $500 and it's got all the bells and whistles of a Glock, and people are already competing with it because it's such a good gun. So that's the newest one. That's the newest and probably one of the fairest priced ones for what you're getting for the money. Now there's other ones that are cheaper, but that Ruger seems to be a really top-notch performer. So now what they say, the budget upgrade gun is the Lone Wolf Dusk 19. And it's pretty cool. I've looked them over. They're kind of streamlined. They look like they're simplified a little bit, but they've got a lot of bells and whistles. And I've got a lot of Lone Wolf products. Lone Wolf became hugely successful making barrels, aftermarket barrels for Glocks, so that you can shoot lead bullets for competition in it. Because in a Glock, you're not supposed to shoot lead bullets. The pressure builds up too much, and it can blow the gun up. So the Lone Wolf Dusk 19s.
Came out after Lone Wolf McQuade?
More than likely.
Yeah.
I mean, but they've got a Lone Wolf on their logo and everything. Okay. But, I mean, I started buying this stuff 20 years ago,
okay.
Lone Wolf stuff.
Yep.
They make springs, they make barrels, they make bushings and stuff
components
for Glocks, and then they started making them for other guns as well. So yep. They're good stuff. So that's the number two, is the budget upgrade is the Lone Wolf Dusk, and they run right about $600. Now, if you have a Glock and you want to fix it up, you're gonna dump to make it like a race gun. You're probably gonna dump $400 to $600 into it minimal, maybe $1,000 to make it really souped up, and a lot of these guns already come with all those bells and whistles. So now a competition-ready Glock clone is from a company called Zev. That's ZEV, Zev Technologies, the OZ9. This one runs $1,150 and up. These things are pretty phenomenal guns. They are, every now and then you find them used for about $1,000, and it's like they're used, but they got a lot of miles on them because somebody's been competing with it. You know, they're good guns, though. They are nice. The best premium clone, they say, for the money is, if you just want to get a really nice gun, it's a Shadow Systems MR920. And these are all Glock replacements, basically. They're guns that will take Glock mags, but they are not Glocks. They are different guns. This Shadow Systems is doing a great job on their guns, and I'm pretty sure they sell those over at Williams Gunsight, as well as all of these you can get through there. But that MR920 is a popular gun, boy. It's sharp. It's ergonomic. They've done some really good enhancements that people have to spend a lot of money to make a Glock do. They're already into the Shadow Systems guns. But the MSRP on those is $700 to $1,200, roughly, right in that neighborhood. So now they make, you know, Glocks have always been known since 1985, since when they came out with them, was a plastic gun, you know, and it always rose all those questions of, well, it'll just break in your hand. Well, you know, and they've done commercials of driving over them with cars and everything, and they don't get hurt. Not terribly anyway. But they do have an all-metal alternative. Now, Rock Island Armory has what they call the STK-100. And these are very, very, very similar Glock clones. They cover all the bells and whistles, but the frame is metal. It's an alloy. And the MSRP on these is between $400 and $500, and they've been out for a long time, and they have a steady following, and there's people that buy them and love them. And you know, a lot of these clones, Dan, it goes back to the question, well, why not just buy the Glock? And you know, and I'm a Glock guy. I love my Glocks. I think I got a Glock hat on right now, and by God, I got my Glock watch on too. So I'm not covering the bases.
Outfitted appropriately.
I do enjoy my Glocks. So I'm not kicking any of these out of bed, but it does raise that question: why not just buy a Glock? So, but if you want an all metal alternative, that could be the one, the Rock Island. Now they and it's according to guns.com, the underappreciated alternative is the AREX, A-R-E-X Delta Gen 2. Now, these things are fabulous-looking guns. I've never shot one. I've held one. And I said, oh, that's cute. It's a Glock clone, you know, and handed it back to the guy at the counter. But these things only run $300 to $400. And they're cheap. And I personally, after reading about it pretty intensively, I'd like to... I think I want to go try to shoot one, see if I like the trigger and stuff, because that's what it all boils down to me. They all shoot very similar, but how good are the triggers right from the factory? And how accurate can you get with these guns? And they say the best bang for your buck is the PSA, which is a Palmetto State Armory dagger. The dagger runs $300 to $550, and it's a heck of a good-looking gun, too. So it's caught my attention. I'm going to start looking at more at PSA now. I understand some of these companies, you know, they're in a swallow-up thing. We talked to a few weeks back about how Beretta was buying out things and Ruger's buying out things. And, you know, Ruger just recently acquired Anderson Firearms, which is an AR-15 manufacturer. Well, PSA is kind of building their own network where they're building guns, upgraded clone guns for all kinds of different things, but they are based around their AR-15 market, which is quite strong. And I'm impressed with PSA just about everything they do. And the last one is we'll call it many. Several honorable mentions. The Faxon FX-19. It's called the Patriot. I've seen these in stores too. They're pretty good looking guns. They run about $950. They do have a lot of bells and whistles. FMK. This is one you'll see at like a almost like a flea market gun. I'm not knocking it. I'm just telling you, they only run $274. And the FMK 9C1, it is kind of a poor man's Glock, we'll call it. So it's certainly affordable. And then one from ZRO, the Delta Modular, or Modulus is what it's called. It's a $615 Glock clone. So if you are interested in getting a Glock but not wanting to have the Glock name on it, there's a lot of options for you. So plenty to choose from, put it bluntly. But to me, you know, I'm pretty happy with Glocks. So. But we're going to talk a little bit more on the next segment, looking at clones, but we're going to look at it a little different way.
We'll do that when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.